What's good, everybody? I know we haven't heard my voice in a minute. It's your boy Tyler, and I am back with these podcast episodes. I know I've been gone for a minute, but there's a lot I want to talk about and get catch up on. Like I said, it's been a while, but I'm going to start putting out more episodes daily and getting these episodes back out to y'all. But let's get right into it. Honestly, you know, I just been really on my grind with college and just working. This is like literally my last year of college, so I'll be graduating in the spring of next year. So basically after the semester, I'm done and I'll have my degree come springtime. So I'm literally almost there. Yeah, I'm about to be a college graduate, and I just been working, making money, trying to, you know, stack my money for things I want to do and places I want to go and take trips and all that kinds of stuff. So that's really what I've been up to, honestly. I know, like I said, it's been a while, but I'm back and it feels good to be back. And, you know, I'm kind of excited to start this podcast again, honestly, because, you know, something I talked about, something I wanted to do, and I'm really going to get back on my grind to really push this out and go into the career which I want to go to, which is being a sports analyst. And, you know, I like talking about sports. I like watching sports. I like debating sports. And what's a better way to talk about the topics that I love, which is, you know, sports, and having a podcast. Anyway, let's dive into the sports. Let's get right to it. We're going to talk about the NBA first. Last night, the Lakers beat the Spurs in overtime, 125-121 in overtime. Anthony Davis had 35 points, 17 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 blocks. Russell Westbrook had 33 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. And for the Spurs, DeJounte Murray and Jakob Poeltl led the way with them scoring 27 points and 21 points. Honestly, look, I know Lakers got up to a rough start. And, you know, it's only 4 games in. They got to a rough start opening night, losing to the Warriors, even though I felt like we should have won that game. You know, if they just played better defense, stop letting them shoot so many open threes. You know, Curry had his triple-double, and they beat us, and then we go play the Suns, and we get blown out by 30. And then we barely beat the Grizzlies on Sunday by 3, which was a good game. We won that game because of Carmelo Anthony. He had 28 points, and he had some big shots and big threes and clutch. And last night, we got the win with the Spurs. So we're back to 500, which is good. We got 2 wins, and we won last night without LeBron playing. So, you know, Russ and AD had to carry the load, and it was a hard-fought game. I knew it was going to be a tough game. I'm like, we don't have Bron, and, you know, on paper, we are the better team and have more talent, but I knew it was going to be a close and tough game because we're playing the Spurs, and we was on the road. But, you know, Russ was being really aggressive, wasn't really being timid. He was looking like the Russ that we know we're capable of seeing, which I like. And AD was aggressive, you know, getting to the basket, shooting, you know, his jump shots. I think he settles, you know, for the 3 a little too much sometimes. I think he's better when he gets to the basket and get to the free throw line. And he did have a knee injury, you know, how AD is real fragile. But he ended up staying, playing in the game, and played in overtime. And we got the win, so we're back to 500. And we play the Thunder tonight, back-to-back with LeBron's not playing again. And AD is questionable, so we'll see if AD plays. So that's going to be an interesting game. Russ playing his former team. So we'll see about that. And let's move on to these situations in the NBA that's really getting dragged out that I'm kind of keep hearing about, you know, with Kyrie and him not being vaccinated, him not being able to play for the Nets because he don't want to take the vaccine and stuff like that. Honestly, from my perspective and how I see it, it's his decision. He don't have to take the vaccine if he don't want to. So I guess I'm a side with Kyrie, but I don't like how the media is him being dragged through because he don't want to be vaccinated, and he's giving away his salary and he's, you know, his teammates and championships and stuff like that. At the end of the day, he's a human being. He has choices that He has his own choices that he can make. And if that's the decision he wants to make, not being vaccinated, not playing, then that's something he has to live with. The media should just learn to accept it and move on instead of keep dragging it out and saying, oh, he's being selfish and, oh, there's always something with Kyrie. I understand there's always something with Kyrie going on. But at the end of the day, he's true to himself and that's a position he's taking. So I feel like we should just stand by him and then just move on. And that's how I look at it. And then the other situation, we all know about the Ben Simmons situation with, you know, after they lost to the Hawks game 7, he had a wide open dunk layup and he passed it out and they got a free throw with Doc Rivers and Embiid throwing, I guess you could say, shade or basically kind of putting the fault on Simmons. Honestly, with that situation, I mean, I feel like they're going to have to trade him. So, with the deadline, I guess in December, whenever the trade deadline is, they're going to have to find some valuable assets to trade him. If they're going to trade him, if he's not going to play. I mean, even if they do get rid of Ben, they're still a capable team in the East. They're still a good team in the East, and they still make the playoffs. They're still a solid team because, you know, the Sixers do have some good pieces around them. But we all know Ben is the, I guess you could say, he's a big part of that team, but if it's not working out, you just got to move on with him, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, Ben Simmons is a good player, but, you know, he can do everything defensively. He can do everything defensively. He's a great defender. He can pass the ball, rebound, run the offense, get his teammates open. The only thing he just can't do is shoot, and he can't shoot free throws, and we've seen that in games where they hack Ben to put him on the line because, you know, he can't shoot. And at times when they know they're fouling, he will, you know, get rid of the ball, just have nothing involved. So, honestly, if I'm Philly, I would, you know, try to get the best deal out of him because he do have some value. And just focus on, you know, trying to build around that and win a championship. Possibly, I don't think they're going to win the championship this year, but, you know, maybe somewhere down the line in the future, they could possibly make a run, who knows. But now, switching over to the NFL. NFL has been real interesting, honestly. It's a lot of good teams out there that's been playing well, playing out their mind, and I'm going to, you know, I know where this is about to be week 8 tomorrow. Week 8 starts tomorrow. I'm going to get into that. But I'm going to talk about the NFL MVP candidates. Honestly, my top 3 NFL MVP candidates right now are Tom Brady, Kyler Murray, and Derrick Henry. The reason why I say that, because Brady right now in the season has over 2,200 passing yards, 21 TDs to 3 picks. Kyler Murray has over 2,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 5 picks. And Derrick Henry right now has 869 rushing yards and 10 TDs. Now, Tom Brady, at his age, 44, is playing out his mind right now. He is looking like the Tom Brady that we know. He's finding his guys. The Bucks are playing really well. He's looking, like I said, he's throwing the ball really well, spreading the ball around. And he's looking efficient, and the Bucks are looking like the team to beat, or possibly one of the teams to beat in the NFC, as they're 6-1 right now. Kyler Murray, he is a special talent. We know Kyler could throw the ball, and he could definitely use his legs that we've seen him make some miraculous plays. Him and the Cardinals, they're undefeated right now currently, and he's spreading the ball around with that offense. You know, he has him, DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, Zach Ertz that they added to the mix. Rondell Moore, even Chase Edmonds, and James Conner in the backfield. So the Arizona Cardinals definitely been playing well. They're undefeated, and they have a solid defense as well. So he's definitely in the discussion for, you know, MVP. And then Derrick Henry, I mean, what can you say about this guy? He's 6'3", 245, running back, running hard. And he's a hard man to stop and bring down. Like, he's about to be almost at 1,000 yards, 10 TDs. I feel like the only way Derrick Henry gets a bump in the MVP, like, he has a real shot at winning. He has to rush for at least over 2,000 yards to give him a chance to win MVP. Because, you know, as you know, MVP usually goes to the quarterbacks of the team. Because, you know, I get it, because they throw for, like, 4,500 yards, 5,000 yards, for like 40 TDs and stuff like that. So I get it. So for Derrick Henry to have a shot, he's going to have to rush 2,000, maybe even break the rushing record set by Eric Dickerson to give him a chance. And then my last MVP candidate, I know it's a top three, but can't forget my quarterback, Dak Prescott. He's been playing well, has over 1,800 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, and 4 picks. He's been playing well, throwing the ball very efficiently, finding his receivers, finding his guys. And Dak can definitely, if Dak keeps this up, we can definitely make a case for him winning two awards, honestly, MVP and comeback player of the year, the way he's been playing. And he has the Cowboys playing good. My dad's Cowboys, they're 5-1. It's coming up a bye week, and they play Minnesota this Sunday. So he should definitely look out for Dak Prescott. I can't sleep on him. He's been playing well, even though he's battling with a calf injury right now. I think he should be ready to go come Sunday, and he should be back to shape and form. And speaking of the NFL, Week 8 starts tomorrow. We have a great matchup with the Green Bay Packers, who are 6-1 against the undefeated Arizona Cardinals, 7-0. Tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, 8:20 Eastern Time. Honestly, my prediction, I think that Cardinals are going to win. And I say that because Aaron Rodgers is missing two of his top receivers. Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard are not playing tomorrow because they're both on the COVID list. So it's going to make it that much tougher for Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he can't win, you know, overcome that and beat them. But like I said, Devontae Adams is a big piece of that offense. He relies on him heavily. And I don't think the Green Bay defense is going to hold up against Kyler Murray in that offense. Because Green Bay defense is not all that. So I don't think the Packers have really a chance to win this game tomorrow. So I'm thinking the Cardinals are going to stay undefeated tomorrow. Now, moving on. As you guys know, I am a Dallas Cowboys fan, so I have to talk about them. Honestly, you know, Cowboys fan base are really usually delusional. You know, saying they all Super Bowl bound, stuff like that. I'm just going to take it a week at a time. Yes, they've been playing well. They're definitely one of the best teams in the NFC. You know, they're playing well, even though they're not really fully healthy. Pussy getting some guys back. Michael Gallup, possibly. Tristan Hill. Maybe Calvin Joseph and stuff like that. They're playing at a high level. And I feel like when they're fully healthy and when they had a full team, I think they'll be that much better. And they can definitely make a deep run in the NFC. Yeah, and they can play with the best teams, honestly. So, you know, the offense is looking good, you know, putting up 30 points a game. Zeke and Pollard run the ball well. Dak passing the ball well. Receivers are looking good. Dalton Schultz, he's playing exceptionally well. Defense definitely has improved from last year, you know, with Dan Quinn coming in and getting that defense together to create more turnovers. As you know, Trayvon Diggs, that 7 picks. Has a pick in every game. He's definitely looking like, right now, the defensive player of the year. And right now, currently, I can say the best corner right now in the NFL. So he keeps that up. He's going to have a Pro Bowl, probably first team all pro. Defensive, you know, MVP. Whenever I say MVP, the defense, stuff like that. So I'm just going to take it one game at a time. I'm not going to get, you know, say, oh, we're going to make it to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to make that prediction yet, but they have a good chance as long as they stay healthy and just execute and beat the teams that are supposed to beat, because our schedule is only going to get tough. It's going to get tougher, and, you know, because we still have to play the rest of the NFC South, the AFC West. We do play the Cardinals later in the year. We even got a tough game this week, so we got to win these games, win out, and then, like I said, just – come playoff time, just gotta come down to execution and who wants him more. That's really what it comes down to. So just look out for that. And this basically wraps it up for this episode. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This episode will be out. Feels good to be back, you know. It's like I said, it's been a long time since I heard my voice. So look forward. Just be on the lookout for more episodes that we'll be pushing out daily, talking about keeping you guys updated with sports news and stuff like that. You know, I'm definitely back on the grind. I'm definitely need to get my voice out there and get my podcast out there so I can be known and be heard. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate the support. And until next time, it's your boy Tyler Brown, and I'm out.